This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In medical school this week, the students spoke with me about how profoundly disappointing it is to care for a patient at the end of their life when they believe they understand the patient's wishes for treatment. Then they report the family arrives and pushes for far more aggressive care than they believe the patient would want. Most often, this disconnect happens because the sick person has never spoken with the family about their wishes around death. Sometimes the patient has even gone to the trouble to complete a document called a Durable Power of Attorney for Healthcare. This expresses their global wishes for end-of-life care, and it also appoints a proxy decision maker for when they are no longer able to make decisions. The problem is that if the designated decision maker is never told what the patient actually wants, they can only guess, and it seems the default is to request the most aggressive care possible, believing that the person would want to preserve life at all costs. Well, this is very often not what the person would want. I asked my class of third-year medical students how many of them had completed a document expressing their own end-of-life wishes. Not one in the class had done so. Then I asked how many in the class had ever spoken with their parents about their parents' wishes at the end of life. Not a hand went up. No question, these conversations are difficult, and there is never a good time. I asked the students to think about if they had terminal cancer and developed pneumonia, how many would want antibiotics? Half raised their hands. I then asked them if they had terminal cancer and their heart stopped beating, would they want CPR? Not one in the class reported that they would want this. They reported that they'd seen so many harms from CPR and so little success that they would prefer to die peacefully. The best way to assure that your wishes are protected, although it is hardly a guarantee, is to designate a healthcare proxy to make decisions for you. But that's only the first step. The next step is to make sure that you have a detailed conversation with the proxy so they know your wishes and your values. Then you need to prepare a document. A template is available online and does not require preparation by a lawyer. You need to make sure that copies of the document are given to your doctor so that they can be put in the electronic medical record. Your doctor can also provide some help if she or he feels comfortable discussing the topic and is willing to invest the time. Most doctors report that they have little or no training in these discussions, and most report that they feel uncomfortable bringing up the topic with a patient. So it's really up to you to make your wishes known, and because you never know what tomorrow will bring, why not take care of this today before it's too late? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.